Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Kirk Chaffetz being back on the show. Kirk's one of my favorite guys on the planet, one of the smartest guys I know. He's the co-CEO and chief storyteller at Story Worldwide, an organization I've been telling you about since it was a gleam in Kirk's eye years ago. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box and also an award-winning journalist. And as I said, one of our favorite folks, Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I love about what you do, Kirk, is you're out there, you're a small business owner, but yet you operate in some pretty heady environments. And you're global, your company's been global, but also you were global while you were still operating a small business. And I love having your perspectives on the show. And one of the things that you've been observing in the last year or so is divesting of a business and deciding, making decisions what to do about what to do about your business if the competition is getting to the point where you feel like you need to ramp up, or if it's time to move on, whatever. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what you've been seeing out there in the marketplace when it's time for a business owner to make a change like that, to be absorbed or to absorb somebody else or just to move on.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to talk about it. I think it's a really complex and personal decision in many ways. The context for this, so everybody else knows, is that Story was sold. We sold the business to a great publicly traded British company. They're listed on the London Stock Exchange, Next 15 Communications. And that group is a wonderful group of people and a wonderful group of companies involved in the advertising and public relations businesses. So we are now part of a larger group.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we're delighted. This happened in November, and so far it's been actually better than I thought it was going to be, because we had no illusions that this was going.
I'm glad to hear that, Kirk, because in my tenure here on my show, I have a couple of handfuls of friends who, like you, started a business and grew it and over a period of several years, and then sold it, and it didn't turn out. They 6 months later, they were not necessarily singing the same song you're singing.
Well, I do think it's important to be realistic about what's going to happen. It's important to understand how big companies operate, kind of no matter who they are. But it's most important, and I think this comes, this is the golden rule of all business transactions that I'm about to enunciate, and that is the people who are in charge of the company you're selling to, they've got to be great people, and you got to get along with them, or you shouldn't even think about it, unless you're just taking a check and getting out tomorrow.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter whose money it is. But
if you're going to hang around with the folks and work with them, the money isn't worth what you have to put up with if you can't work together.
Exactly. Well, and you're going to fail. I mean, most of the transactions in my industry, because people are so important to the business. I mean, your real assets in advertising, marketing, the intellectual property sits in the heads of the people running the business and all the people who work at the business. So the deals are made, the stick you to the business for 3 to 5 years. So you know, you get a certain amount up front typically.
Right.
And then you have something called earn out again, which is the typical situation, or you have some equity based compensation. But fundamentally, the dream doesn't come true for 3 to 5 years down the road, and you have the opportunity to grow the business further, presumably with the help of the company you just sold to. And what I
folks,
see over and over.
That's absolute. What Kirk just said is absolutely the rule more than the exception for a small business to be absorbed by another company. And as you say, about a 3 to 5 year earn, they call it an earn out. And so not too many people sell their businesses and take a big check and walk away that day and never look back. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.